San Francisco's Palace of Fine Arts is a surviving remnant from the summer of 1915, when the city hosted the Pan Pacific International Exposition. Named in honor of the opening of the Panama Canal, that remarkable event, which observes its centennial this year, has been exhaustively revisited in a comprehensive and lavishly illustrated book. San Rafael resident Laura Ackley's newly published San Francisco's Jewel City makes it clear just how big a celebration that was, both in importance and in its physical size.
From beyond what is now Crissy Field, all the way to Van Ness Avenue, it was kind of a long, thinnish strip of land, and the main palace block was about a mile and a half long, and the Palace of Fine Arts, our sole remaining building on the site, was but a tiny fragment of the central designed exhibit hall portion of the fair. So when you go there and you see the grandeur of the colonnades and the rotunda, that was probably the smallest of the exhibit halls.
And within that extensive, newly constructed realm, there were displayed more things than any one person could hope to see.
There were more than 80,000 exhibitors and more than a million objects on show. That's not even talking about all the sales concessions that you might see. It was advertised as the University of the World. There were conventions held at the fair, and each convention would put out a program of study and say, here are the exhibits you should go see to increase your professional understanding.
Then there was the Midway, known as the Joy Zone, which Ackley says was an architectural fantasy land, even before one entered any of the rides or attractions.
The Joy Zone was designed so that you could tell what was inside each attraction without any signage. Recent advances in stucco technology had made it so you could do these amazing three-dimensional buildings. So there were buildings that looked like clowns and elephants and castles and pagodas and toy soldiers.
The PPIE was a huge project with a budget to match. But unlike most such events, this fair managed to pay for itself.
The total outlay was about $50 million. About $17.5 million of that was raised by subscription by local investors. And then there was a $5 million state tax and a $5 million county bond. And then the balance of that $50 million was put in by the exhibitors and the concessionaires.
With a coordinated color scheme, fantastic lighting displays, and grand exhibit halls for states, industries, and foreign nations, the fair was intended to make a big impression, even on people far away who knew all about the disaster that had struck San Francisco just 9 years earlier.
We had the 1906 earthquake and fire, and it became a purpose to replace, in the eyes of the world, this image of San Francisco as kind of a smoking ruin with that of a rebuilt city, which was only partially true, one that was fully ready to be a global city once more.
All in all, the 1915 fair was such a success that San Francisco hosted another one just 24 years later, the Golden Gate International Exposition on Treasure Island. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.